A developer was looking to build apartments at Bessborough site in Cork, and at the beginning of June I wrote to both Minister O'Brien and O'Gorman about my concerns that the orphanage at Fawn was being demolished as well in County Donegal. It seemed that works were ongoing, but that building itself was demolished over the first weekend of June, and I said to you both that given the importance of preserving possible burial sites, could you not intervene immediately with an archaeological survey was undertaken. My office got on to the relevant officials in Donegal, the company and anyone else who could be contacted, and we had a significant amount of contact on the matter. The demolition of the orphanage had been brought to my attention by a representative of the survivors group, himself a survivor of the home. So why would the government and local authorities compound the pain of survivors and those who lost family members because of these homes and institutions? And that, I think, is the question. We should be proactively examining sites, undertaking the necessary surveys, preservation and studies. The state cannot continue to bury the truth, waiting for spokespersons and survivors to become too tired and jaded to fight for justice. Because that's what it appears to be, even though that may not be exactly what the intention is, that certainly is what it appears. And the Irish people are behind the survivors, and I'm behind them, and I'm calling on the Minister to issue a very simple direction that these sites must be protected and preserved. I think that's the least we could do as a state and as a government. And if you're already working with the Department of Children, Equality, Disability and Integration on any other legislation, then why would you not take this opportunity to put the protection of these sites on a statutory footing? I think that's very important. And you can bring forward emergency legislation to grant extensions due to COVID disruptions, but you can't do something small and important to make a tangible difference for survivors. And that's sadly what it looks like. For those sites where planning permission has already been granted, but may be on or near grounds of historical significance, this extension should be used to ensure that proper archaeological surveys are taken. And this is an opportunity to actually stand for the truth and stand with survivors. These slogans are not just for photo ops for our social media accounts, but they replace a responsibility on us and government to act. And I know and I understand, and I think everybody understands, that planning is a devolved to each local authority and that they have the role to act on that. But I think that local authorities are very cognizant of the fact that if a government department says, we want you to pay attention to this and make it your county development plan, that carries an awful lot of weight, and it carries a lot more weight, unfortunately, than local people getting onto them and raising these issues. So I think that's where you can play in a very important role, and it's a role that doesn't cost the government anything, won't cost the state anything or anything at all, but it will actually signal to the local authorities and every local authority, because there's whatever it is, 39 local authorities or whatever, so there's 30, but I can't remember the exact figure, but whatever it is, there's so many different kinds of development plans, and I don't think it's fair that to expect survivors and people to actually make sure that every kind of development plan reflects that. But we as a state and as a government can do that.